Hello, welcome back to the Daf in Practice series. This is Aryeh Leibowitz, and today's Daf was Brachos Daf Yud Tes. So one of the many things, very important topics that we covered in Brachos Daf Yud Tes, is for the second time in this Masechta, we had the inyan of going to greet Malchi Umos HaOlam, because in Yizke Yavchin, one day, if we're Zocher, we're going to be able to distinguish between the kavod that's shown to Malchi Umos HaOlam and the kavod that's shown to Malchi Yisrael. So while the Gemara over here does not exactly go through the level of kavod that we show for Malchi Umos HaOlam, in the sense that the Gemara does not tell us of the bracha that a person is supposed to recite upon seeing a king, but that is probably the most obvious way that we actually do show kavod to Malchi Umos HaOlam, is that we actually recite a bracha when we see a melech from the Malchi Umos HaOlam. Rabbeinu Bechai in Kara Kemach writes that a person has to have a great amount of yira mipnei melech, because even though the Derech HaTorah is generally not to have yira from basar v'dam, from human beings, nevertheless there is a requirement of yira mipnei melech, because the melech keeps the world going. That's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Moli marah shel malchus ish esrei ehu chayim blaos." So in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Reish Chav Dalet Siv Ches, we have this halacha that if a person sees a non-Jewish king, he recites a bracha, baruch shenosan mikvodo lebasar v'dam. So Magen Avraham quotes in the name of the Radvaz, what exactly is the geder of a king? Who qualifies as a king? Is a president a king? Is a prime minister a king? What exactly is a king? And the Radvaz suggests that the geder of a king is someone who has the ability to be memis and mechaya, to decide whether someone should die or someone should live. Someone who has the ability to pardon someone who otherwise would have been executed, or to choose to execute somebody. So that's the definition of a king, regardless of what his title might be. Others suggest that no, that it's all about the level of pomp and circumstance, you know, surrounding the honor that's shown to him, which typically is shown only to people who are not democratically elected into office, but are part of some sort of monarchy. So that's someone, a Yid once told me that when he was in yeshiva in the 1950s in Tells in Cleveland, they brought in a television to see the inauguration of the queen, the new queen of England, so that people could make a bracha. I assume it was without Shema Malchus, but nevertheless, that you see that kind of kavod, that kind of show, that kind of honor. One interesting issue that comes up is a discussion in Poskim, what do you recite a bracha on a female monarch, or is it only a male monarch? Now, why in the world would you not recite a bracha on a female monarch? Because there is a halacha that you're not allowed to be mistakel afilu be'etzba ketana shel isha. The Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Dalet will have in just a few days, kol mistakel be'etzba ketana shel isha ki'ilu mistakel b'makom ha'toref. And for that reason, some of the poskim actually write that a person should not recite a bracha on a female monarch, because he should not be mistakel at a female monarch. What's he doing by being mistakel? But the truth is, that is a very, very difficult thing to understand, and most likely it doesn't make a difference whether it's a male or a female, and this has nothing to do with histaklus. Why does this have nothing to do with histaklus? The Magen Avraham in Sim Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Katan Lamed Hei, in Hilchus Birchas Kohanim, when discussing the issue that one is not allowed to be mistakel at the hands of the Kohanim while they're duchening, Magen Avraham writes that the Loshon lehistakel mashma dafka lehistakel harbe aser avlriya ba'alma lo mitzer, that there's a difference between gazing, looking intently, and seeing. So there may be an isser of being mistakel el netzba ketana shalisha, but there's no isser of ri'iya, of seeing an etzba ketana of an isha. You find this in other places as well. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin Daf Mem Amud Aleph says that anyone who's not chas al kavod kono, who doesn't care about the kavod of the Ribono Shel Olam, roi lo shelo b'liolam, and who's that a reference to? Ze mistakel bekeshes. It's someone who's mistakel at a rainbow. Mistakel at a rainbow, but we say a bracha when we see a rainbow. Yes, when we are roeh a rainbow, but being mistakel is aser, because there's a big difference between being roeh and being mistakel. In fact, in the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, Simon Tov Pei Vav, he quotes the Yad Malachi, that whenever you have the lashon of mistakel, it means more than re'iyah. That kol ha-mistakel mosavu medaktik ba'abata yoser me'aroeh. It means that one is gazing, one is looking intently a lot at something. Now, Now there is a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that tells us that Rav Gamliel was on a Mala Bahar Abayis and he saw a certain non-Jewish woman who was exceedingly beautiful, and he said, "Ooh, Marabu Maasecha Hashem, look at the great creatures Hashem makes in this world." And Rabbi Akiva, when he saw the wife of Tirnasrovus HaRasha, he also remarked at her beauty. So asks the Gemara, but wait a second, how could they be mistakel? What about the fact that the halacha is that you're not allowed to be maharer about women and be mistakel at women? So according to our yesod, l'chora, it's not really such a kasha what the Gemara is asking, because it just says that they saw, not that they were mistakel. So what you have to say is, and what some of the acharim suggest, that if he looked enough to be able to comment just on how magnificent and how beautiful she was, then it must have risen to the level of mistakel and not just ri'ya. Meaning, mistakel doesn't necessarily mean looking for a long time, but it means looking and appreciating the beauty, as opposed to just seeing where you're not appreciating the beauty at all. So in the end of the day, the yesod seems to be that the Magen Avraham writes and that other achronim write that to be mistakel is different than to be roeh. So when it comes to a woman, including a queen, when it comes to a rainbow, when we have a din of being an isser, of being mistakel, it does not mean that one is not allowed to see such things. It means that one is not allowed to gaze upon such things. And it could be, there's an interesting discussion to be had, that the same is true about the hands of the Kohanim by Birchas Kohanim, that as long as one is not mistakel, that it would not be a violation of the Isser. Okay, we will stop there. Everyone should have a wonderful day.